So welcome, everyone. Good morning. Come to a comfortable seated position. Showed you the options before. And at any time, feel free to get up and get bolsters, blocks. Don't feel bound to your mat. At any time, if you need to lay down during the practice, please do so. Keep it light and organic. And so at some point, something might arise up for you in the practice, as it does whenever we work with breath. And you might just need to be with yourself and take Shavasana for the class. So there won't be any pressure in that way. Closing your eyes when you're ready. Sitting tall, shoulders relax backwards. Relax your jaw. Relax your face. Relax your mind. Bringing your hands to your heart center. Setting an inner intention. Perhaps a little inner prayer with yourself. Thanking yourself for being here. Offering gratitude. Gratitude for all the obvious and all of the not obvious blessings in your life that contributed to you being able to be here today. We'll begin with one Om. Exhale. Deep breath in. My heart, my spirit bows to, sees, recognizes, honors yours. Namaste. Welcome. You can lower your hands. My name's Greg, and today we have a nice group of people, and we'll be doing a classical Indian breath session. So, there's a lot to be said about pranayama practice. I don't want to talk too much about it before the class begins. But essentially, pranayama is control of, working with, or manipulating the prana, which is the living vital energy or life force that is most common or most abundant in breath, in the air. But there's prana in our food, there's prana, you can find prana in various areas. But the air is where we get that fundamental life. You can think about it, you could go a month without food, you can go a few days without water, you can't go a few minutes without breath. And so that's just a practical way. But in the Indian health system, it's not just because of the oxygen, it's because of the prana. It's because of the vital living chi that is exchanged through all the living beings. So as we exhale and as we inhale, we're sharing with the plants and the animals. And my teacher used to talk about how, or he's still alive. My teacher would talk about how there's trillions and trillions and trillions of different living beings. And if you look across time, how many countless living beings have there been? But they've all been sharing one ever-changing breath. One giant earth breath, if you will. And then extrapolate that out spiritually as you like. So through our breath, we can help to bring more vitality and balance into our own being. Just feeling in general more alive. You know what it feels like when you're breathing fully, when you're feeling alive, versus when you feel there's no life force. We're depressed, we're lethargic, we're on the couch. There's a 100% recognizable effect in our consciousness, how we feel from moment to moment, day to day, in relation to how we're breathing. On another interesting practical level, our breath, on that same line, our breath is always a mirror of our emotions and our state of consciousness. So you may have noticed sometimes that, for example, when you're angry, your breath gets sharp and quick. When you're feeling really, really depressed, the breath gets small. When you're feeling very on top of life, right, the breath changes. And so we can, so how do you put this? So for people who find they get overwhelmed a lot by their emotions, right? There's always emotions coming and going. Considering the breath is always mirroring and connected with the emotional or consciousness, state of consciousness, by learning to be more aware of your breath and learning to be more in control of your breath, you are directly learning to be more aware and in control of your emotions. Right? It's like they're one and the same thing. So you can work on the breath to become steadier, to become more at peace, to be less reactive. And when we're less reactive, we can show up for ourselves and other people in life much better. So, practical stuff. And on the last one, I'll offer that learning to breathe properly is probably the main thing required for health in our lives. If we're holding our breath, every breath is shortened, the whole body gets that residual tension, the mind. So learning to breathe deeply to clear out some of those blocks, we just have more ease in life. So you can give lists and lists and lists of benefits, but you get the idea. Let's begin by laying on our backs. So lay down. Thank you for your patience. The ancient yogis and modern yogis, the volume of knowledge is always being added to and passed down and refined. But long ago, the yogi sages, those masters, decided to go inward rather than look outward, and deeply mapped out the science of what it means to be a human being, the experience of being alive, human, mapping out the subtle energy lines, and developed different ways, techniques, to help come more into balance. And so the set that you're about to do is a foundational pranayama breathing set to help balance energy. Close your eyes, and we begin. Just make sure that you're laying on your back flat. So if possible, there's nothing underneath your head. When the head is lifted, it can make like a little, like a kink in the garden hose, and blood can't flow as freely. When the back is bent, etc. So from your tailbone to the top of your head, flat, if possible. If your back is sore, have a bolster underneath your knees. The first technique is the relaxed belly breath. Bring the palms of your hands onto your belly. Elbows relax out to the side. If at home, you can do this with a heavy block. You just put a block onto your belly, or maybe you could put a stack of books on your belly. Not too heavy. Just so that there's a pressure that helps you stay aware of your belly. And then relax your hands completely. Thank you.
attention to the gentle movement of your belly now. As your belly expands, the breath gently comes in. Feel the nice soft belly rising. Control your breath in any way. You're not trying to force anything or make anything happen. This is a really nice opportunity to just allow whatever you're feeling. Give a little bit of mental commitment to stay present and aware of your belly. So if your mind wanders, and you notice the mind wandering, just come back and focus on your belly again. It's relaxed focus on the belly. You may notice some little emotions. What little emotions are there? Maybe big emotions. For some of us, it's like,
enough said. Let's let everything relax. Feel your belly. Don't try and breathe. Just let nature breathe. Very good. Now, keep one hand on your belly. If the block is there, move the block to the side. Keep one hand lightly on your belly. Elbow can be out to the side. One hand on your belly. And one hand up near your chest. Elbows are relaxed on the floor. Moving into the relaxed belly. Into the three-part yogic breath, or full yogic breathing. If you know your full yogic breathing, you can come into it now. And this next one, it's like a three-step breath, with each previous step supporting the next one. So it's not like you're doing one at a time. You do the first stays, you add the second, first and second stay, you add the third. It's like filling up a water, filling up a glass from the bottom to the top. Exhale completely. exhale more, exhale more. Now completely relax your belly. Inhale through the nose and let your belly expand like you're breathing down into the bottom of your belly. It's filling up your bottom hand. Now fill up the middle lungs. You feel the middle chest and the belly expanding. Fill up just the top upper sternum, boom, upper lungs. And then you let everything relax. The belly sinks, the chest sinks, the upper chest sinks. Take a little breath in between. It's like you might have to think about it at first, but eventually it just all becomes one thing. Exhale completely. You need to totally relax your belly in order for this to work. Inhale, the relaxed belly expands, a big, beautiful balloon. Then the middle lungs expand. Then the upper lungs expand. The belly is still relaxed and expanding. And then let the whole thing release. Exhale down. Continue on your own. About 2 minutes. Enjoy long, deep, conscious breathing. Feel your side ribs expanding. As you inhale, can you even feel your back expanding? Keep relaxing your belly more and more each time. Many people have developed condition, a varying range of a condition that's called reverse breathing, which basically means that we start breathing into the upper chest more and more, and when you breathe in, you actually suck in your belly. It's like the military pose, military breath, suck in that belly. But natural breathing allows the belly to be totally soft so that when the lungs expand, when the diaphragm flattens, the organs are allowed to expand down and outwards in a relaxed, massaging way. So when we suck in our belly, we block off the massage of our organs. And we cut about 30 to 40% of our full breath. Do 2 more rounds, full 3-part yogi breath. Good. And now we'll do 3-part yogi breath and a nice big sigh. Exhale, everyone. Exhale first. Exhale first. Really empty the lungs. Deep inhale, the belly, side, chest, upper chest. Breathe in all the way. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, maybe a little smile. Stretch your arms over your ears. Roll to one side, and then come up to a seated position. Don't bother your neighbors if they found a space to sleep. New studies about the importance of sleep coming out. And sometimes what we really need is sleep. We don't need yoga, we need sleep. So, to give yourself what you need. Sit tall. Shoulders relaxed. Get comfortable. We'll move into Kapalabhati, which is a purifying exhalation breath. It's a kriya for purifying. Helps to stimulate the nerve plexus behind the solar plex, tones the inner organs, abdomen, and it's connected to the frontal lobe of the brain, said to actually help purify heavy metals from the frontal lobe. We do so starting off with the mouth open and relaxed, so you're not clenching your jaw, nice and loose, nice and open. And you exhale with a strong burst outward, and as you exhale, you pump the navel in at the same time, like so. Okay, notice my face stays relaxed. If you can do it with the sinuses open, you can close your mouth. If at any time in the practice you feel aggression, if your face starts going, if you get dizzy, you know you're pushing too hard. You have your whole life to practice, so gently, gently, each time. If you're pregnant, don't do this. If you have migraine headaches or sinus issues, take it very gently. Listen to your body. Close your eyes and sit tall. Relax your shoulders. Relax your belly. Halfway, inhale. First one with me. Relax. 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 Exhale. Relax. Exhale. Relax. Exhale. Relax. Exhale. Relax. Exhale. Relax. Exhale. Don't think about the inhale. The inhale will just happen. Don't try to inhale. Just exhale. Relax. Exhale. Relax. Exhale. Relax. More experience. Double time. Beginners, stay with the first one. Learn how to relax your belly between each pump. Exhale. Empty your lungs more, more, more. Deeply inhale. First one, we hold on the inhale. Hold your breath. If you know your bandhas, your breath retentions, you know them. Everyone squeeze your pelvic floor lightly. Lift up the midline. Squeeze your chin to your throat. Lift your throat up. And then release the chin, exhale, relax. Just observe sensations. Enjoy your breath. Round two. This time you can go at your own pace. Relax your belly all the way. Bring your awareness down to your belly. Gently relax the belly. Inhale halfway. Only focus on the exhale. And we'll all overlap here. So don't worry. Just let your find your breath. Close your eyes. As your breath goes out, pump your navel in at the same time. Thank you.
Three, two, one. Exhale all the way. Completely exhale. Completely exhale. Exhale all the way. Hold the breath out. Squeeze up on your pelvic floor. Lift your spine. Relax your shoulders. Relax your pelvic floor. Deep breath in. Exhale. Observe your consciousness. Observe your experience. Relax your face. As we clear out, as we do purification, sometimes we also release emotions. So having a nice attitude of kindness, emotional maturity, presence. Very good. Hands on your knees, sitting tall. And now we move into the breath of fire, Bastrika. This helps to generate, to activate. It's an inner heat and helps to increase prana and expand the whole magnetic field. We do so by breathing in and out through the nose, kind of like a little puppy dog. So the inhale matches the exhale. It's not just exhaling. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, like so. You just let the belly relax, not thinking about the belly now. Feels more in the middle of the lungs. The arm position, straight arms, connect your pointy finger and thumbs. This one's a little more active in the posture as well. Sit up tall through your spine and align your neck, nice line. Close your eyes. Look inward and bring your awareness with eyes closed at your third eye. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine headache, sinus issues, take it easy. Get ready. Breath of fire. In, out, in, out, in, out. Always listen and work with your capacity. You are the primary teacher. I am the secondary guide. The wisdom exists within you. Push down your hips. Sit up nice and straight. Open your chest a little bit. Feel that beautiful inner warmth, a beautiful light expanding and spreading through you. Face stays relaxed, 10 seconds. You know you're a power generator, right? You're made of energy. 3, 2, 1. Exhale, exhale, exhale more. First one, deep breath in. Hold your breath. Squeeze up on your pelvic floor. If you know all three bandhas, engage them properly and with care. Squeezing the pelvic floor just 5 or 10%. Lift. Bandhas you can hold longer. Everyone else, exhale, relax, relax. Round two. You can maintain this position. Or if you want, an even more active position is to come and sit on your heels, but curl your toes underneath you. So that when you sit back on your heels, you're stretching
the tendons and meridians in your feet, all those nerve endings. And then you can also do the opposite with your hands. Interlacing the fingers above you, turning the palms up and stretching through the wrists. You can point your toes if you want. Close your eyes. This one's working a little more on the peripheral, but the center will be the same for everyone. Sit tall, eyes relaxed, third eye. Make sure there's no arch in your back. It's not a back bend, so tuck your tail a bit. Prepare. Breath of fire. In out, in out, in out, in out, in out, in out, in out. Can you make sure that your inhale is just as loud as your exhale? It changes it. Inhale just as loud as the exhale. Amazing. Third eye. If you get dizzy, stop. If you get overwhelmed, stop. 10 seconds left. Five, four, three, two. Stay where you are. Deeply exhale this time. Stay where you are. Follow along. Full breath in. Full breath out. Bring your awareness down to your root. Hold your breath out. Squeeze your pelvic floor 5%. Lift through. Bandhas all engage. Squeeze your chin to your chest. Lift your chest up. Hold the energy in. Stretch. Release your chin. Release, inhale, and relax, exhale, hands down, untuck your toes, sit for a moment. The word bandha means inner lock or inner gate. And it's a subtle thing that needs to be taught with more care to really get them. So I don't teach the bandhas in the beginner, the foundation class. Because if the bandhas are applied incorrectly, it can cause energetic imbalance. So if you want to go deeper, study with a teacher, learn properly. And now lay on your back. Just relax here, everyone. If you like, take deep breath in and deep breath out. Nothing underneath your head. Nothing under your head if you don't need it. Close your eyes. If you like, hands can be on your belly, or just Shavasana time. Legs relaxing. Relax the muscles behind your eyeballs. Just feel that space behind your eyes. Here's a little tip for that instruction. You can't look there with your eyes. It's before the action of eyes. It comes before looking. So actually just letting go of looking for anything. Letting go of the eyeballs, letting go of the optic nerve. And just totally let the eyes go soft. You drop into a vast space behind the eyes. And you may notice there's an effect on your central nervous system when you do that, or when you undo that. Take a deep breath in when you're ready. Deep exhale. Soft. Peaceful. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. You have the option to lay down for the whole rest of practice. If you just need rest. And the next pranayams will be for calming, cooling, and grounding, and then for balancing, left and right, yin and yang. Come up to a seated position. Moving into the Sitali Pranayama or the Sitkari. If you know it, you can begin now. Sitali is for those of us who can curl the tongue. 9 out of 10 people, 8 out of 10 can curl the tongue. So I'll teach that one first, and then I'll do the other one for those who can't curl the tongue after. You stick the curled tongue past your lips. Like a McDonald's, like a fat straw or a straw. You inhale cool air over the surface of the tongue. There's a little sound like you're breathing through a straw, and you actually feel cool air. And then when you exhale, just close your lips. Exhale silently out of the nose. Continue. Your hands are relaxed and comfortable. For those who can't curl the tongue, Sitkari, this one is naturally louder. You just let the lower lip relax. Your teeth are together. And you inhale kind of like a hiss, hissing in. And you let all that cool air swirl around your tongue inside your mouth. And then when you exhale, lips closed, silent out of the nose. The key here, and it will vary from person to person, is to do it in a way that feels calm and relaxed. So if it feels like you're stressing, it's going to create stress. So you want to find a way where you feel nice, cool air, calm inhale, little sound, and a really peaceful, silent exhale. There's no rush. Take your time. This helps to work to balance. This works to balance the emotions. If you're not sure, raise your hand and I can come around and help. Five minutes left.
You might start to yawn just naturally. Your eyes might water, and it might create it may allow a situation for some emotions to be released, calming the heart, clearing out some little blockages, etc. So if emotions come, rejoice. Let them go.
The sitkari is naturally louder.
Don't be shy. Doing yogic practices, let go of inhibition. You want the benefit.
Be very kind. Be very kind with yourself. Compassion. Close your eyes. Go inward and meet yourself. Possible to make it even calmer?
imagine every time you inhale, you can actually visualize the clearest blue, deep ice of a million year glacier, 10,000 year glacier. And you're breathing in the essence of that deep blue cold. On each exhale, imagine that you're letting go of some off-gassing, some extra heat, letting go of anger and resentment, letting go of pride and jealousy. This is how we heal the heart, one little breath at a time. Finish three final rounds. And then just sit, peaceful meditation. Finish your last round and just come to silence, come to stillness. Gentle breathing. The palms facing down of your hands aids in grounding. Palms facing open aids with more receptivity. Having the hands gently cupped in your lap helps to create an introspective, an inward flow of consciousness, energy. Connecting the pointy finger and thumbs, wisdom and compassion. Moving into the final pranayama, balancing it all out. The Anuloma Vilom. If you know Anuloma Vilom with a different ratio than the one I'm teaching, do so. If you know it with breath retention, it becomes Nadi Shodhana, and you can do that also. If you're looking at me for cues, it's like you're looking in a mirror. So bring your right hand fist in front of your nose. Release your right thumb. Release your ring and pinky finger. The pattern is in through left, out through right, in through right, out through left. If you forget the pattern, a good way to remember is whatever nostril I just finished exhaling out of, I always breathe back in through the nostril that I just exhaled out of. So inhale is when I switch. Exhale. I just exhaled at that side, always back in. Okay? If that's confusing, don't worry about it. I'll go through a few rounds, you'll get it. Rest your left hand comfortably. Palm down, up, or perhaps beyond mudra. Exhale. I'll guide the first few rounds. Close your right nostril. Inhale calmly through the left nostril. Four. Three. can use the visual cue at first if you want. Two, one.
Close the left. Exhale out the right.
Four. Ring finger. Three. Two. One. Inhale through the right. One. Two. Three. Four. Close the right. Exhale out the left nostril. Four. Maybe look at first. Three. Two. One. Inhale left nostril. Two. Three. Four. Close the left. Exhale the right. Four. Three. Two. You just exhaled out that one. So back in through the right. One. Two. Three. Four. Close the right. Exhale left. Four. Three. Close your eyes when you've got it. Two. One. Inhale left. One. Two. Three. Four. Exhale right nostril. Four. Three. Two. One. Inhale right nostril. One, two, three, four. Close the right. Exhale left nostril. Four. Three. Two. One. Inhale left. One. Two. Relax the muscles behind your eyes. Four. Exhale right. Four. Three. Two. Relax your jaw. Inhale right. One. Two. Four. Exhale left. Four. Three. Two. Continue on your own, counting inside your own mind.
About 4 minutes here. Peaceful, balanced breathing. Relax your mind. One of the nostrils are plugged. It's okay. The nose is plugged. You can breathe through the mouth and visualize the pattern. Visualize light moving where the breath would move.
Soften your shoulders. Relax your forehead. Relax your forehead.
Straight spine. Lift your chin.
Straight spine, straight neck. Nice straight line of energy through the spine. Right up to the crown and beyond, receiving cosmic prana. finishing the last minute here. Bringing your mind and your body into connection, one-pointedness. Let your belly relax. Let your solar plex relax. Go through one final round. And when you're done exhaling out the left side nostril next time, let your hands come down and allow yourself to melt inward. Self-inward meditation. Peaceful, comfortable. Pointy fingers and thumbs connecting. Gentle breathing. Very grounded and heavy through your hips. Very light in your heart. Perhaps the tiniest little seed of a little Buddha smile, just for you, maybe not even muscular. That air of contentment. Remain here in meditation, or very quietly, mindful of your neighbors, lay on your back. meditation or a deep self-healing shavasana for as long as you feel you need to. You can stay exactly as you are, or if you like, taking a nice deep breath in and out. Exhale. Calmly and kindly, wiggling your fingers and your toes, rolling to the right side. Resting on your back or coming up to a seated position. Eyes closed. Hands in prayer position. Lift your heart. Awareness inward, thanking yourself, taking the time for your own presence, and for all of the supportive energy that's in the room today. We'll close with one Om and three very gentle Shantis. Inhale deeply. Honoring that great spirit that resides in every one of us, in each other. Namaste.